Let's go.
Wake up, y'all.
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you.
Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
Happy Egg Day, Katie.
And also with you.
Yeah, it's... I
National Egg Day?
Yeah.
Are we celebrating the fall in egg prices?
I think everyone's celebrating that all the time. Is finally that crisis has somewhat...
Well, it's still high.
They're not.
It's dropping.
Now, I will say this. As much as people freak out over eggs, there was a time, apparently, where this was not the case. Do you remember the incredible edible egg campaign? Or was this before your time?
I think it was from the 70s.
I think it was.
Before my time, but yeah. I definitely remember it. I have heard people reference it. I never heard... Isn't it a jingle?
It's... Jeez.
It was supposed to be like an earworm?
Something like that. Well, the idea was, they were going to run a bunch of commercials to convince people to eat more eggs.
They're as fresh as the breeze.
Yeah. Eggs come to you fresh every day.
Serve them any way you please.
Eggs are natural and economical, so keep enough on hand.
Nature made them nice and neat.
High in protein and only 80 calories each. Eggs are a natural wonder. For meals, snacks, appetizers, whatever.
All you do is heat and eat.
Eggs don't run out.
The incredible edible egg.
That was from 1978, by the way.
I get it.
Right.
I don't understand why they used edible other than to rhyme with incredible.
I think that has to be...
Was there a faction of people that believed the egg was not edible?
Well, that's my question. Like, what were y'all eating for breakfast in 19... That was in 78. What were y'all eating for breakfast in 1977? What were y'all doing? Because you have to have... Like, why would you even need anything to hype up the egg? Like, that guy's talking about an egg like I've never seen one before.
Exactly. Let me introduce you to this amazing egg.
Hey, did you know that you could eat this?
I'm surprised you didn't say you can also put it in cakes. Because presumably people were baking with the things.
Throw them at your enemies.
I know this was after the Great Depression where we all got real creative.
Good morning.
But you did eventually get eggs back.
Thank you for being here. It's Frito and Katie. Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull, Texas proud. I feel like there is so much untapped material on eggs that we did not get to dive into.
Excellent.
Just because.
What's America's favorite egg?
Oh, like the best.
Like how to prepare.
Oh, Lord.
How do we prepare?
So I'm going to guess. This is just, it has to be scrambled. Like it absolutely has to be scrambled.
See, it's weird you say that. No one ever orders scrambled eggs.
Oh, like if you're at a
restaurant. I
feel like
I'm in the minority if I order scrambled eggs. Everyone's always ordering those eggs I don't quite understand. Like, I don't know what they mean.
You too.
When they're like, sunny side up.
Okay.
Over hard.
All right.
Like, aren't they always sunny side up?
I have no clue what any of that means. How do you like your eggs? And I just pick one. I just pick. It's like, what am I? Yeah, that. Like that. Because I have no clue.
And sometimes I pick wrong.
No clue what they're
I'm sure
supposed
it'd be easy to
be.
To look up, but yeah.
So.
I just can't be bothered.
If you're in that section, you're in brunch, and that's, you know, the less awkward version of this is just order scrambled eggs.
Or an omelet.
Like either.
Because omelets always had cheese. Scrambled
always,
eggs?
They always.
Well, like, I mean, it's normal to order it, but if you order scrambled eggs, it doesn't often have cheese. It's criminal.
Yeah, if you're doing it right, criminal. Then it's not. Oh, I don't understand what cheese is key. Cheese is key in so many areas.
I don't understand this. Mm. What's more depressing than having a job you hate? Pretending to have a job you hate, which is all the rage now in China.
Really?
It's like all the negatives of the office without an actual paycheck. We'll discuss next. What's trending? We're Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Yeah, so according to Beijing Youth Daily, which is a Chinese newspaper.
That's a thing?
Young people in China are paying money to pretend they have a job. And it doesn't stop there. They also get people to send them emails and things so they can pretend they hate the job they don't actually have.
To what end?
I guess they're unemployed.
Oh, and so you can't.
They want to feel like everybody else.
You can't let everyone else know that you're just looking at other options.
So many ways to poke holes in this story.
Open for opportunities. Yes. Take your pick.
I'd say it's a networking opportunity, but I'm pretty sure everybody else is unemployed also. So we'll get back to that. Let's talk something really cool.
Yeah.
George Strait continues to give back through his partnership with the Military Warrior Support Foundation.
Yes.
At a recent show in Pittsburgh, he surprised a military vet on stage, giving him a new home. I believe this was the 124th?
Crazy number.
That he has given to a wounded vet?
Yeah.
I want you to meet this incredible American Purple Heart recipient, Sergeant Derek Austin. Sergeant Austin was deployed in Afghanistan and was injured severely from shrapnel wounds when his convoy was attacked. Being wounded so severely because of that, he also suffered severely from TBI and PTSD. Well, we're going to say thank you in a very, very, very special way. And we're going to give this incredible hero a beautiful home.
Legitimately one of my favorite things he does. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so cool.
Also, the guy went on to make a joke. Said, by the way, ladies, this here on stage tonight is single. And he's got a home he doesn't have to pay a mortgage on.
Two for one. Well done. Great.
George has been doing this for 14 years,
yeah.
In case you were wondering. And it is the 124th house, which is about $61 million worth of homes.
Insane.
That he's just given away. If you would like to support the troops in a different yet meaningful way, remember, we do have $10,000 for the troops going on now, presented by Mack Hike Chevy Cares. Get all the info online. Looking to get 10,000 letters to send to our forward deployed. TheBullHouston.com. Now let's talk Mount Etna.
Mount Etna?
It's erupting.
Is it? Oh, is it?
A massive eruption in Italy forced tourists to flee yesterday.
Whoa!
Some people caught it on camera.
Oh! That's the worst vacation ever. I mean, you can have bad weather. You can have, you know, a couple of things go wrong.
Volcanoes are so scary.
When the volcano starts... That's
what's that movie? Bad. It's called Volcano.
It's one of those Brosnan.
Yes, it's one of those movies I'll never forget. Right. When they're on the subway.
Oh no, that's Tommy Lee Jones.
LA. And their shoes start melting.
Right. That's the two movies came out. One was Dante's Peak, and the other was Volcano.
Because Dante's Peak, it's all the love horrible. And attention.
Yeah, but Volcano is a hidden gem.
Great movie.
Don't sleep on that dormant giant. If you are looking to stream something this weekend.
I don't know where you would find it, but yeah, Mount Etna, pyroclastic cloud, miles into the sky.
That's so bad. horrible.
One of their craters, like there was a collapse of the volcano's crater wall.
Yeah, that's usually how it goes.
Which triggered the eruption.
Right.
Mount Etna is among the world's most active volcanoes.
Wow.
But this is the most intense activity it's seen since 2014.
Yikes.
Lava flows began around 1 p.m. local time. Now, they were confined to the summit, but man, that's too much for me.
Bad news, man.
Too much.
Don't like it.
Don't say the L word.
Mm-mm.
Not today. And back to pretending to hate a job that you don't actually have. So this idea is for the unemployed. Now, the unemployment rate, as presented by China, is only 5%, but youth unemployment is higher. It's closer to 17%.
17%!
So what you do is you go to a shared office, but you don't do any actual work. It's a ruse, so you don't have to admit to your family and friends that you are, in fact, unemployed.
I'm sorry, I'm stuck on the 17%. As it turns out, there's a huge need for this.
I mean, not everyone is pretending.
Wow.
A lot of the customers are people freelancing and need a co-working space.
Exactly.
But for the ones who don't, yeah, you're paying for a desk, Wi-Fi, coffee, and theatrics. Like, people exist to give you fake tasks. So if anyone asked what you did at work, like, you could actually physically show them that you accomplished something, which to me would be proof enough that you don't actually have a job. Like, if you're, like, pulling up an email to have a work email.
Look. I actually sent this today, like a big boy.
They got fake bosses. You can pay to fight them.
You can pay to get in an argument with your boss.
Like, they'll be rude to you.
Oh,
and you
wow.
can reply something like, shove it, and make them apologize. It's ridiculous.
You know, sometimes that's worth it on its own. You know, this is a fantasy, you know, just to
but
be
But that's
able,
for people that have jobs.
Yeah, there's a lot of people. Yeah, that's right.
That want to act a certain type of way.
What kind of psycho does that if they don't have a job? could this have anything to do with why you don't have a job? Just, you know, spitballing here.
Do they sit there and try to find real jobs?
If you were smart, if you were smart, because the big part of a job is getting paid. So, like, that's the...
And right now, you're paying them.
This is all well and good, but yeah, exactly.
$5 for the privilege.
The wrong direction.
One woman's been doing it for months. She said it's cheaper than sitting at a coffee shop all day.
Wait, why? You don't have...
You could work at that coffee shop.
Yeah, exactly. These are not the only two options that you have, ma'am. I don't know what to tell you.
A park is free.
Wow.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Hello. Good morning.
Welcome.
It's the portion of the show where we give you an answer to the quiz coming later that could earn you $100.
What quiz coming later, you might ask?
Money Minute.
Yes.
That would be 10 questions.
Mm-hmm.
You have 60 seconds to get them all right.
That's right.
And if you do... You get that $100.
And bragging rights.
Absolutely. Which you would be only the third winner in history to do so.
Yeah, this is a substantial accomplishment. To make it somewhat more manageable.
9 answers.
Yeah, we give you exactly. If you're listening right now, which of course you are, so it works out very well that way.
Ruler. One of the questions, the answer will be ruler.
Okay.
I can tell you what that question will be.
Yeah. But you've got everything you need. And if you have not signed up already, please do so. TheBullHouston.com/contest. Speaking of contests, we could make you wait around all morning for these Jason Aldean tickets. We are not going to do that.
Not today.
We're going to get down to business coming up next.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull, Texas Proud.
I like to think we're honest about our successes and our failures.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm going to play this for you and for everyone. This is what's referred to as a promo. Radio personalities will collaborate and will write these to tell everybody what we're doing. You know, hey, exciting news. We're giving away Jason Aldean tickets.
Right.
With a fun game.
Right.
I'm going to play this one for you.
All week on 100.3 The Bull, we're doing beans for Aldean.
Hey, Bull Nation, it's Jason Aldean.
Come on, kick in a whiskey drink.
Yep, Frito and Katie in the morning and Nick Russo in the afternoon will give you a fill-in-the-blank bean question. Get 2 out of 3 right, and you're off to see Jason Aldean.
When she says, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jason Aldean.
Win your tickets all week.
Right here on 100.3 The Bull.
I feel like they did.
I think we need to kill that immediately.
I think that they did as good as they could with the material that we presented to them.
Right.
Does it sound that stupid when I
Yes,
say
it does.
It?
Yes, it does. It is a stupid game.
Too late to do anything about it now, y'all.
Yeah. Oh, that beautiful bean footage.
Yeah.
I like to think it's adorably.
We're just going for the rhyme.
Yeah, it's fun.
But if you heard that all the time,
then that's a lot, man. That's if you didn't know, if you knew nothing else that we were doing or what we're about, and then you heard that.
I mean, that's a pretty good representation, but
it is.
I think we need to stop collabing with Nick.
It is.
I love Nick Russo to death.
This is not
I think
Nick's
we're going to have
fault.
To leave him.
This is not. This has nothing to do with Nick. This has nothing to do with him. All right. So, yeah, 713-881-5500 is our phone number. This is Beans for Aldean.
Not so much a question, more like a phrase.
Yeah, just kind of a fill in the blank.
Some words will be missing. You will fill those in. We will also give you a clue, which is an important point.
Yes, they are all beans related because we like things that rhyme.
Yeah.
If you get 2 out of 3 right. City of C. Jason.
We couldn't actually count beans.
No, that was the other option, which may have made more. I'm not sure. Call us. We'll get you guys on the phone and we'll play coming up. Yes, the early crowd's introduction to
roll
the magic of beans for Aldean.
Brush your appetite. No, I think it's just some things shouldn't be explained
right.
in such detail.
Yeah, you just.
Just say we're playing a game.
That's all you need.
Here's the game.
Hey. Win some tickets.
Yep.
You know, don't ask any questions beyond that because you're not going to like the answers. How are you doing, Katie? Good morning. Who's this?
Caden.
You're the first one up today in Beans for Aldean.
Of course, just a vehicle to potentially win some Jason Aldean tickets. So.
It's really not that important, Caden.
Nope. We are going to give you a phrase. Now, the word bean is in all of these phrases, okay? So you're going to fill in the blanks based off the clues that we provide. So I'll give you 3. You just have to identify 2 in order to win your tickets to see him in August. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, so this is a holdover. Ooh. If you were listening to the show later yesterday, but blank bean. Blank bean. You can tell if a movie is good or not based on whether or not this British actor dies.
Oh.
His name is Blank Bean.
Nothing comes to mind.
Lord of
the
Rings.
Okay. That's no, to give you a second look.
The first episode of Game of Thrones.
And he was there for the whole season. Yeah, like it was. He had a little bit of a role in that show.
Not enough for me to continue watching.
Nothing.
Okay, it's okay. Just get the next two, and you will win your tickets to see Jason. So, how about beans for blank? Beans for blank. It is a Johnny Cash song.
Beans for breakfast.
Correct, and actually a much better song than what we are currently using for this game.
It, yeah.
Might consider changing that up for tomorrow.
Maybe we will tweak that.
Now, for the win, blank, bean, blank.
Okay.
A mandatory Thanksgiving sign.
Oh, my gosh.
Blank, bean, blank.
You said a mandatory Thanksgiving sign?
Yeah, you have to have it at Thanksgiving.
Always at Thanksgiving.
Or you're not doing Thanksgiving right.
Blank, bean, blank.
Green bean casserole?
That's it.
Roll that beautiful bean footage.
That's easy, right?
There it is.
Easy peasy.
I would say maybe even a little fun. This is your chance to say yes.
Not to put any words in your mouth.
No, okay, this is your chance. Yeah, guys. Yeah, fun game.
Not as bad as I thought, guys.
That was pretty easy. Caden, doesn't matter. You're going to see Jason Aldean.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
There we go.
Awesome.
There it is.
Yes.
Let's go, Caden.
My girlfriend is going to flip when she wakes up.
I bet she is, and you can tell her it's all thanks to Beans for Aldean's. Actually, we expect you to tell her that. That is a requirement. Hang on, man. Let's get you hooked up.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Hey, Derek, let's get started with you and Teresa here. What's the latest?
I mean, there's nothing new to report here. Like, you know, we were out, we went out together. I thought it was fine. It went, you know, okay. I thought it was like the energy felt like it was going somewhere, and then just nowhere at the same time. Like the only place I'm now facing and looking at and was your website and sending just a bummer of an email.
That is sad. So had you known her a while before this happened or what?
Not really. Like we went out the one time and it was just, you know, it was hard to tell how it went. Like we met on Hinge, you know, everyone's meeting on like online dating websites. That's just how it is.
Right.
But, and it felt good at first. We didn't send too many texts back and forth before we're like, cool, let's go out and actually see each other.
That's
right.
So, yeah.
Great idea.
Yeah. And sometimes I'm a little nervous about doing that. So, I was like, I have to do this. Let's just move forward quick. And, we even talked on the phone a little bit. Like I wanted to, you know, kind of do this the proper way. And it felt like all the steps were going.
Don't
we're
blow
moving,
us away,
you know?
Here.
Well, for me, that's a pretty big thing. But I thought we were going to go out, but ever since then, it's like delay. It just hasn't happened. And I don't know.
Oh, like meet up again.
Okay.
Got it. Okay.
Right,
well,
right.
At least, I mean, from what it sounds like, she's still somewhat communicating with you
in some form or fashion.
Maybe not what you want to hear, but
yeah,
she's talking.
I mean, she is, but it's like from an arm's distance, you know, like it's talking to me, but just to keep me like away. It's like she's blowing me off. I can just, I can tell.
Interesting theory. Now, okay. Mm. You said you thought the date went well or okay or whatever. Do you mean overall? Like there's not something that popped up that like at the time might have seemed weird or alarming or, you know, out of the ordinary, nothing that you did or she said or anything like that?
I mean, it was a first date, you know, like everyone's going to feel differently about, I mean, it's kind of awkward at first. You're trying to feel out the situation.
Absolutely.
I mean, nothing was too crazy out of the ordinary. You know, I didn't, you know, have a bloody nose that spewed all over her. I didn't have, didn't hit her with my car, picking her up on accident.
Okay.
Right.
It felt like a pretty.
Has this happened to you before? You know what? Don't answer it. Continue.
Keep on rolling.
I mean, it's when you're meeting a stranger out in public for the first time, it becomes this awkward thing of like, are we really getting along, or are you just placating me nicely to kind of keep it moving? And I was respectful. I kept boundaries. I didn't try to be like creepy. So I just don't know what happened.
How did like the evening end?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so I went for a hug because, again, I was trying to be respectful. I thought this is like a nice, like casual, we had a friendly interaction that ended well.
Okay.
But my timing, I guess, was a little off because I was just like coming in from the side, you know. I guess it was like a little like awkward, and she didn't like see me coming in with my approach at first.
Right.
I didn't contact air traffic control the right way, and she high-fived me.
She high-fived you.
High five. We got a high five.
Y'all high five.
Yeah. I mean, it just like the way my hand was coming up, it, she must have just thought like, hey, buddy, or
hey, good day.
You know,
yeah, like good game, like, hey, but good day. Good day.
Yeah.
10 points to Gryffindor.
Sports a little bit, but I didn't think she was that into sports. All right.
Well, look, not knowing anything else about the situation, do you think, I mean, it's dumb, but like, do you think that that awkwardness is what?
Well, and not just the awkwardness, but even the way you described the date, like kind of casual, and you went in for a hug.
It's different, weird vibes, man.
Think that played into this or no?
I don't know. I mean, I thought we had a good time. You know, I feel like she's kind of keeping me around just to like have a buddy in the background in case. Okay. It just feels like I'm like putting on like reserve in a way, right, but also like I'm interested and just want to know like what's going on.
Okay.
Okay. So maybe you did not make your intentions clear.
That could be the case. That could be the case. Look,
I mean, I wanted to be respectful of boundaries at the same, but also, you know, I was interested. So I just don't know what happened.
I love that we're so invested in her boundaries.
Yes.
Hopefully her boundaries don't also extend to like public humiliation or anything. Like, I'm wondering how she feels about
that. It's wide open.
You know, that's a real worry here.
Let's find out. We'll call Teresa, talk to her next on Frito and Kate.
Houston, I have a problem.
Okay, so Derek. Poor Derek.
He sounds confused, man.
He described it as a casual hang.
Casual hang.
I think she had to have gotten that same vibe.
Yeah.
Like, okay,
you don't
maybe
know what's
she
on.
Doesn't think it was a date. Like, at all.
That's very bad.
They high-fived each other at the end.
That's
not great.
No.
I mean, I guess it's really some kind of physical contact, but he kept repeating he wanted to be very respectful of her boundaries. There's nothing wrong with that. That's great.
There's also nothing less respectful than what we are about to do as far as that goes.
So let's get her on the phone and see if we can figure out what's actually happening. Mm. Hey, is this Teresa?
Yeah, who's this?
Frito and Katie with the Bull, the radio station.
Okay.
I know it's probably awkward. We wanted to call and see if we could talk to you for a bit about Derek. You know, we're talking about.
I don't really know about this guy. He needs to improve his chill. Okay.
What does that mean? Like.
Okay. Mm. All right. He's got this, I don't know, it's like totally urgent energy all the time. Like, I don't know. He just has no chill.
Right.
Urgent energy.
Okay, I got to jump in. What do you mean my energy isn't chill? And what does urgent mean? What does that mean?
Okay. So he's with you guys.
Yeah. So. We had him, with us. We had him on the phone.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Now do you guys see what I'm talking about? He's urgent energy. No. He called you guys.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not fully grasping that.
Can you give us another example of, you know, that?
Okay. He is a double texter. Okay. He's always double texting me.
Double texting.
I'll be honest. I've never heard that term. Do you guys know what that means? Because I don't even know what that means.
I can hazard a guess.
I feel like double texting is pretty well known.
All right. Just for fun, like, let's pretend that that's completely not the case. And you can, like, walk us through it.
Yeah,
just,
like we have no idea.
No clue whatsoever.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's kind of obvious, but All right. A double text is when you send a text.
Right.
And the other person doesn't reply, so you send another one.
Okay.
And once or twice, it's no big deal. It could be an accident. I don't know. But if this is what they do all the time, then, you know, it tells you a lot about this person.
Does it? What does it? What does it say exactly?
Yeah.
Well, I would say he's probably controlling. He's probably got extreme anxiety. He's probably really jealous and insecure. I mean, I could go on.
You could go on.
Well, hold on.
I just didn't realize you could pull out so many things about me just from text. I mean, sure, like, you say, that was fun. I say, me, hey, I had a great time, too. And then if I wake up before you and say good morning, that's just a matter of scheduling. It sounds like more or less than anxiety.
Yeah, is that
going
with that
this?
Count?
Yeah, is that?
That's double texting. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
It is.
How?
I didn't respond, and he went ahead and texted me anyway.
It's a different day and, like, a different conversation.
They forget to send messages all the time.
Yeah, it's, so what if it's unrelated? You
let you know what's going on. You get back to me when you have a chance.
What if he sees something and thinks of you?
Yeah.
You guys, it's still double texting. And honestly, he's clingy as hell. I mean, can't you see that? I mean, dude, back off. I can't solve all your problems. I mean, obviously.
Problems to say good morning?
Yes, obviously. It's
like you're seeking validation or something.
If it's validation to have a good conversation, then, I mean, I guess I am seeking some sort of validation to kind of have a nice back and forth with someone I'm enjoying.
Trying to talk to you. Wow.
Well, to me, it's coming off needy, and actually, it's pretty invasive. So, I mean, you're all but demanding that I respond to any message you're sending me. And, I mean, think about it. I mean, think about it next time you do it. Like, ask yourself, why are you doing this? Okay?
Why is he?
And you'll see. You'll be able to stop.
I said good morning. Why am I doing this? Probably to say good morning.
Well, honestly,
it just makes sense.
We've never heard of this.
But you are demanding he is demanding you respond to a message by your own logic, right? Because what if he doesn't? Or what if you don't?
Yeah, well, you guys, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. Maybe you don't get out much. And
fair.
We don't. Ask around.
Okay.
I mean, ask around. This is actually one of the top things you can do to run people off. And to me, and to a lot of other people, too, it's just one of those major red flags you have to pay attention to.
Okay, I can put it more succinctly.
Okay.
So what you're saying is, like, basically, if you don't respond to Derek.
Right.
Ever.
Like, period.
Ever again. He can't.
Then you don't ever talk to me again, okay? Bingo. Take the hint.
Oh,
I mean, I know you can. I mean, you're massively desperate, okay? And I don't know why it's hard to grasp this. I don't understand, but here it is. If you don't get a text back, you don't text, okay? Period. Make sense?
I'm just as confused as I've been in a while.
I'm as confused as I've been ever.
Okay. Hey, thanks, guys. We appreciate your time today. Like, what?
I only double text. I like exclusively double text or triple text or quadruple text.
Because you'll do one thought at a time.
Sometimes it's big and long, and sometimes it's just nuts. They come, go.
Is that aggressive. Distressing?
Wow.
Is that that's aggressive?
He didn't strike me as an aggressive guy.
Not really.
That's the wrong way to describe him.
She's making this up, right? Like, this is just a her thing?
She
said not real?
It's a known thing. I love anytime someone says something is known. It's a known thing. Double texting. If you double text, you have all kinds of problems. Not to say I don't.
Well, again, do we both do this? We will turn to you. Call us.
So Derek is a double texter.
Allegedly.
Double texter.
Allegedly.
I think he double texts.
In the definition that
I
was provided.
I just don't know that it means what Teresa says it means.
Alberto, good morning. You got any thoughts?
Yeah. So we're just listening to it and we're like, we don't quite understand. Does she just want a guy to take her on a date and then ignore her forever? That sounds like her dream situation.
It does, doesn't it?
Is that, well, that would be the idea, right? Like, because again, if you never respond, they're just
yeah.
gone.
Yeah, just can't.
They're just gone.
Like, I mean, that's that, I guess.
It sounds like she's like, I want to date somebody who will never contact me.
I am so grateful that my friends don't let me do that because I get distracted and I don't text back. And yes. They'll be like, hey, you remember we were supposed to whatever? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot. Yes, please. I'm so grateful. What happens?
Exactly. You look down, you see it, and then maybe you get distracted. And then it's like, I can't tell you how many times I've done that. And how bad I feel about it.
Well, it's weird because you're looking at your text messages as one giant conversation.
Yes.
And I would say it's a bunch of mini conversations. So it's like one person ends the conversation.
Yeah.
And then someone strikes up a new conversation.
It evolves.
They're different things.
It changes. It moves and it flexes. But like, would you just send every, like, what if you're someone like you that sends text per thought, right? Like, just like one line at a time. Like, are you supposed to put it all in a paragraph? That seems way more aggressive.
Yeah. Paragraphs seem like that to be like a conversation on the phone.
That's, and then,
I don't know, this girl sounds really young. So, like, I mean, what's her timeline here? She goes on a date with a guy, he texts her 2 years later, they go on their second date 4 years later,
well,
they get
married
when she's 80. Like, I don't understand.
We'll get around to it eventually.
You know what? I have no clue.
Gotta avoid the double clue. Text.
Yeah. Hey, thanks,
guys.
Whatever
it takes.
Jenna, you're up. Is she being reasonable or no?
Well, I guess I am just old and totally out of touch.
We might be.
Because I have no words.
You've got the same problem I had. So, my brain broke trying to think about this.
I'm confused about how you would adequately communicate with someone.
You wouldn't. You couldn't.
Exactly.
If that was a rule that you couldn't break.
What if you got a new phone? What if it was the same person with a different phone
number? You wouldn't even know.
Would that work?
No. She says still double text. She says it's still... You're needy.
So that tells me a little bit about her, that she doesn't want to have a conversation with people.
No.
What is the downside? Does it cause anxiety when you see more messages pop?
It felt like he was demanding a response, but nothing that he had said sounded like that? Good morning doesn't demand a response.
Did he put a prompt response appreciated at the bottom or something?
As per my last text message.
Oh, my goodness.
If she didn't want to see him again, why couldn't she just text him back and say, hey, we had a date. I would appreciate if you don't text me anymore. I really don't feel like...
And then she lets the conversation die.
Yeah.
Because then he responds and she never responds
again. Yeah, yeah.
Or he doesn't respond and she never responds again. The end.
All right. Well...
She built herself an easy out. Why doesn't she take it?
You're set.
It's rude. I don't know. I don't know what group of people she's talking about that know this to be a phenomenon.
We have not encountered one just yet. I would like to hear from. Maybe they're the youth. I don't know. We'll keep trying. Hey, thank you. Back after this. Freedom and Katie, 100.3, The Bull, Texas Proud. Do you think we're going to find someone that, like, again, I get so nervous when it's kids. I'm like, okay, I could have missed the.
But she didn't sound wagon. All that young
no,
to me.
She didn't sound like a. I mean, is
when
it?
When you say kid, I'm thinking like 18, but I don't think that's not Teresa.
Double text, literally. Once if you said it, you don't
you
send
cannot
another.
Say anything else.
Don't send the other one. That's
doesn't
it.
Matter if it's a new conversation or a new day
no,
or nothing.
Nothing.
Just zero.
They're dead to you
forever.
Jeremy, are we getting this right? What are we not understanding?
Yeah. So I think her definition of double texting is a little outlandish.
Okay.
From my understanding, double texting has always been kind of within like a 10-minute time frame of you text them, you try to get a point across, you don't get a response, you get too antsy, and then you say just like a hello with a question mark or say, are you there? Like you're bugging them.
So it would be time specific. Because I agree. I get it. Like you got to, there's a window there, but it's not permanent.
Yeah.
It's not like once.
So it's like if you ask a question or something.
Yeah.
And you are demanding a response. It's not, and then you continue to text. Mm-hmm.
That, and again, that
yeah, would, so that, that's bugging him.
That
it's
is
not like
annoying.
Leaving the night saying, hey, I had a good time tonight, and then in the morning saying good morning. When that's not go, a double when text. You go, that's just wishing them a good day.
You go to sleep and wake up. It is longer than that time. Like, that time window, whatever it may
it's
be,
expired.
Has elapsed. It's over with. We're good to go. See, that makes infinitely more sense than what we were dealing with here today. I'm going to hope,
yes.
hope that is the agreed upon definition. Thank you so much. Dana, all right, explain the double texting thing to us. Is that big of a deal?
So I understand where she's coming from. I've done it, and it's normally like an overcorrecting type of thing. Like, oh, I said the wrong thing.
Yes.
Let me try and correct it. And then, like, I make it worse. But I have to admit, she's a little off-putting. She's very demanding about the fact of, like, if I don't text you back, don't ever text me again.
Yes.
How about be an adult and communicate? If you're not interested, let her know.
I don't think people like doing that anymore. And I mean communicating at all. I mean, it seems like it stresses. It seems like there's a big chunk of people that any kind of communication stresses out. Like, if it lands on your phone, if they call you, it's stressful. They text you, it's stressful. They email you, it's stressful. They would just like to be left alone until they don't like to be left alone.
But what if it's a miscommunication and they don't want to be left alone? What if a message was never received?
Oh, like, if it did, that does happen.
It happens all the
time.
Yeah,
like, you just,
you can't double check?
I apparently not.
Well, and to make it sound like it's this huge problem, like, at a certain point, yeah, I guess, like, you start to wonder if something happened to somebody. You know, did you get into an accident? Did you lose your phone? Did something happen?
Yeah.
And I mean, he honestly probably dodged a big bullet because it doesn't sound like she's mature and grown enough to even be in an adult relationship if she can't let somebody know, like, hey, sorry.
That's her biggest hang-up.
What are you supposed to do if you're the guy? Just live like it's the bat phone?
Yeah.
And just kind of sit there like, okay, great, when this thing rings, you know.
I don't know.
Got one shot.
If I'm being honest, I've met a lot of men, and he seems more chill than most.
He seems super chill. I did not get an obsessive vibe from the guy at all.
He was like, hey, want to go out again? Hey, did you have a good time? Like, he wasn't asking validating questions. He's
right.
checking in with her.
Right.
Well, hey.
It's weird what people fixate on.
Jaina, what are
we
doing? I wish that was my biggest problem.
He'll find someone who actually appreciates a thoughtful text. I promise that.
Yes. Some people actually appreciate it. Thank you so much for the call.
Yes.
Josh, you're up. Let's talk double texting. Yeah, that's pretty much
it. It is such a ridiculous premise.
Yeah.
But she's so serious about it.
I've never heard the term before. Of course, yeah, every single date I've been on, I've never heard about double texting.
Thank God for that.
I mean, I've always, like, followed up and, like, hey, you know, I had a really great time. Hope things go well for you. Hope things go well for us. But, like, I always get a response, so I've never.
I hope you put it in one. Concise.
All in one.
I have. I put it in one message, but, like, I've not been like, hey, and then how's your day on the next one, and then, you know, hope you're doing well on the next one. I've never done that. I just, like, said I spoke my mind in that one text, so I've never.
So
I didn't
say,
even know double texting was a thing.
You say everything you need to say in the first text, and then you
thanks,
wait.
Thanks, but no thanks.
And then you wait.
Pretty much. Pretty much, you know, but I mean,
that's the expectation.
I mean, maybe I've done it once or twice, but, like, I mean, I still got a response.
Right. Okay. Do you think you're doing that just because that is the way that you communicate, or have you found over time that is the way to get people to communicate back?
Yes.
Honestly, I didn't even think about it that way. I just do it and it happens. I mean, it's just a natural response, I think.
This guy has got the drip, man.
I feel bad for him. I'm like, dude, what?
Riz for days. I do feel bad for him as well.
Yeah.
He needs to talk to you.
I mean, he seems like he was a genuinely good dude, you know what I mean?
Yeah, just needs to see some perspective.
Some texting tips.
No, maybe she's the red flag.
Hey, who knows? Josh, thank you so much, man. We appreciate it.
Of course. Y'all take care.
You too.
I've got a voting in real time for the greatest of all time.
Really?
Disney soundtracks.
People are weighing in. So you can affect this as if you hear something you think is
a
travesty.
Feel so led.
You can go and correct it this morning.
And you just might.
Oh.
We'll get into this next. What's trending with Frito and Katie?
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Disney soundtracks are fun because you don't have to be all that into Disney to prefer one over the other.
Or you're very into Disney and you have really you're a Disney adult.
And you're going to fight someone over this.
You've got really defined opinions about this. And I don't know which camp y'all fall into. I know which camp I fall into. I feel like I'm somewhere in the middle. Yeah, it's not. It's important enough for me to care. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, yeah. I've got my opinions.
Yeah.
Ranker.com. The greatest Disney soundtracks of all time.
It's a dangerous, dangerous
It is ongoing. And actually, from the list I saw last night, we have had one change.
Have we now? Okay.
To the top five.
All right.
So we'll get into that. But first, Lainey Wilson owns an insane amount of bell bottoms. Oh. How many would you guess?
I'm going to say 500. Is it more than 500?
Please. It's more. It has to be.
What?
She says, I have completely lost count, but I've worn a new pair on stage each time for the past 15 years.
She's never and repeated?
She's not a woman to take a break.
She's never repeated? That's hard to believe.
According to Concert Archives, in 685 shows since 2013.
That would mean... That's 600 pieces of stageware. What do you do
with
them?
That's just the shows, right? Because also press days,
appearances,
interviews, and things. Yeah, she still will
promo.
Show up in bell bottoms. Maybe she reuses those, but if you factor those in, that's at least 1,000.
I don't know that she reuses any of them if she doesn't reuse them on stage. That's nuts, especially when you consider the fact she wasn't always like sold 20 million records. You know, ACM Entertainer of the Year, CMA Entertainer of the Year, Lainey Wilson, and she was doing this on a budget. Was she making her own? Like that's crazy.
Maybe
wow.
She donates them.
Oh, that would probably.
If there's like a bell bottom exchange.
can you find them in thrift shops? Is what you're asking? The answer is undetermined.
Let's talk Tinder. 6 years ago, Tinder pranked everyone with an April Fool's joke about adding that height verification feature.
Yes, yes.
Right? They said they would bring back honest dating.
Yeah, ha, 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 ha.
That
ha,
hasn't
ha.
Happened.
No.
But they are testing a feature to allow people to filter by height. So they aren't enforcing what height you report, but they are allowing women to filter out the shorter men.
Really?
Or filter a tall man.
I mean, no,
filter tall women.
A lot of whatever. People care about that. You can feel whatever you want to about it. That makes sense for that to exist on that platform.
Also, it's not exactly groundbreaking. I think Hinge already has this.
Yeah.
Paid users can filter by height.
I just don't think, again, it makes sense for that to exist. And you can feel a lot of different ways about it. It just people really
it also doesn't
do care.
Mean anything because
no
people are still going to lie about their height.
Yeah, they're just going to how
it's not going to prevent
verify
that.
Them. Yeah, do you have to take a mug shot? Like what do you do?
Post your driver's license. A Tinder spokesperson says it's part of a broader effort to help people connect more intentionally.
Oh, okay, right.
They say for now it's just a preference to guide the algorithm, not a hard filter that would completely cut people off.
Okay. All right.
I guess depending on your other preferences and how many people are immediately available.
Yes.
Obviously, some people are complaining about it. Not all are happy.
Mm.
But honestly, you should look at it like it's saving you some time as well.
I think so.
Because people are going to do this themselves anyway.
Yes.
And why would you want to attach yourself emotionally to someone that's going to write you off for something like height?
Yeah, it's a great way to weed out.
People you won't be compatible with.
Yes, and that's not bad.
By no fault of your own.
Yeah, that's not a bad thing, y'all.
And is this a bad thing? The top five greatest Disney movie soundtracks of all time. Ranker.com. Active poll. So subject to change.
Right.
Number five is Tarzan.
Mm.
One of my personal favorites.
I would say highly underrated,
but at five.
Phil Collins. Number four, The Little Mermaid.
Number four, okay, all right.
Now, there was a switch. It was Aladdin at three, Beauty and the Beast at two, but that has since swapped. So Beauty and the Beast is third, Aladdin is second, and The Lion King snags the top spot.
Okay, so what's your take on that? That seems like that's pretty
I wanted
stacked.
To knock Beauty and the Beast down a few more pegs, but Why? Then I realized, like, I was thinking they were including that there's something more, there must be something more song, but I forgot about Gaston.
Gaston as a...
That's a jam.
The fact that Gaston, the song exists, I think puts it... I think Aladdin is the stronger soundtrack, though. There's just more...
But The Little Mermaid, I know that's like my personal favorite.
I agree. The problem is all four of those movies, those last four movies, are all so good. Mm-hmm. Like, who's gonna take a dip? And Little Mermaid might still start climbing. You don't know. Give it 24 hours.
That's true. It has been in fourth for a while.
Yeah.
Hercules is also a really great soundtrack.
Not top five, but yes, very, very good. Where's Mulan?
Like, you haven't heard it in a while. Mulan is number eight.
Mulan.
The real question is, where's Frozen and where's Moana? So Moana snagged that sixth spot.
Oh.
Frozen was nine. And to round out your top 10, you had Tangled.
I don't hate this. I think this is fair treatment, minus a couple little points for personal preference. But good Lord, those are all winners.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Let's go, Patrick. Let's try to knock this thing out and get 10 trivia questions correct in 60 seconds.
He's
ready. He's psyched.
Remember, so psyched.
You can pass on any of your questions if that helps. Just say pass. We'll come around to your passes at the end if we have time left. You cannot change answers once you give them, though. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Katie, are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it, Patrick. Disney's The Princess and the Frog is set in what city?
Oh, man. New Orleans?
How often do the phases of the moon repeat? The phases of the moon cycle, how often do they repeat?
Oh my God. Pass.
What is the name of the tool used to measure distance? Also helps you draw straight lines.
A ruler.
According to the popular pat a cake, what letter are you supposed to mark your cake with?
Pass.
What does CEO stand for?
Oh, man. I know this one. I'll pass.
In the official U.S. flag, what is the blue part in the upper left called?
Pass.
A substance with a pH higher than 7 is classified as a what?
Acid.
What's the name of Princess Jasmine's tiger in Aladdin?
No guess.
Okay, all right.
Let's go over these, shall we, Patrick?
Yes, let's.
Okay, so New Orleans was correct. I know you weren't sure, but that was the right answer.
New Orleans. Yeah.
How often do the phases of the moon cycle repeat? Around once a month.
Yes.
Once a month.
Pat a cake. Pat a cake, baker's man, right? You mark the cake with a B.
Ah.
Mark it with a B.
Ah.
Put it in the oven for baby and me.
Good Lord.
I didn't know that one.
Yeah.
What does CEO stand for? You hear it all the time.
Chief Executive Officer.
Yeah, but it's always abbreviated. Really, you only know it if you are one. So.
Right.
Not going to be us, huh, Patrick?
That's not going to be any of us.
In the flag, the blue part in the upper left.
Is it field?
People refer to it as a field. It's officially the Union.
Okay.
Or is it Canton? Is that
something relating to
the position of honor on a flag?
Yeah.
A substance with a pH higher than 7. You said acid. That's lower than 7. Higher than 7.
Oh, you're right.
That is a base.
Yes.
And then the name of Princess Jasmine's tiger. That anyone want to hazard any guess?
Raja
the
tiger. Oh, man.
Best case wow. scenario for keeping a tiger as a pet. To be honest,
what's that? A palace where he's well, only featured no, in the beginning?
Like yeah. I mean, look, everyone's alive at
you
the
took
end.
It all to
death. Yes, bingo. Bingo.
Yeah, for a tiger, he was pretty cool.
He was
pretty chill.
Yeah,
extremely chill. Patrick, we also appreciate your level of chill. Sign up again. We'd love to have you back. TheBullHouston.com/. Frito, Katie, The Bull, 713-881-5500. Can I hijack for a second?
Sure.
Okay. I don't know if I'm crazy, so some perspective would be very welcome on this. Has anyone else noticed how expensive it has gotten to feed your pets in the last little bit, maybe year, maybe so? Like, or am I just becoming a little old man who's like, I feel like I am paying HEB bills to feed my animals.
Well, to be fair, you've got more animals than the average person.
Okay, that is true, but I have an offensive amount of dogs and cats, but I've always had a lot of dogs. And I've always had a lot of cats. I don't remember the sticker shock that I'm getting when I'm buying dog food these days.
Are you
cat
buying
treats.
Different food? Like as they age, are you getting organic, grain-free, whatever
like
the hell the commercials
feed,
tell me I'm supposed to be buying?
No, Lord, no. Like if anything, I've downgraded. I used to get like Purina Pro Plan. It's like only the best for my hounds. I can't afford that no more.
Off-brand.
I had to downgrade severe. Dog, the cat treats that my cat likes are $30 a bag at this point.
Hope it's a big bag.
That's it.
I mean, that'll last a while. You don't know where your cat is half the time.
Dog, okay, all right, this checks. Actually, okay, this. So apparently it has actually gone up in terms of pet
food.
Oh, all right.
Or ownership in general.
Ownership in general. Are you ready to know how much it costs to own a cat? At this point,
I won't be able to relate to this, but sure.
$47,000 over the life of the cats.
Wow.
$47,000.
Are they cheaper than dogs?
Yes. Dogs.
Really?
$61,000 is the top end of what you can expect to pay for that creature.
Why is a dog so much
life?
More expensive?
You know what? I have found it to be true that dogs are more expensive, but I have always chalked that up to dogs doing dumb things and having to go to the vet.
Or is it just you see them do the dumb things?
And then you're like, oh, I got to take
it. Cat does the dumb thing in secret.
Like, that is an offensive amount. I mean, but it checks out. I mean, think about how much, or does it? How about you've got dogs? I mean, do you feel like you spend a crazy amount of money on just keeping them alive?
I feel like when you have to take them in, it's never cheap.
Oh.
Like it's always, it's a bill. It's a bill.
It's always going to be.
Like our little Nyx was sick the other day and it was $700,
$800. For a checkup.
No, well, she was ill, but I mean, not prepared for that.
I'm going to ask you anyway, but I feel like I know the answer. Is that the most you've ever spent?
Like at one time?
Yes, on one occasion for an animal.
It was a vet here. I vividly remember. It was like an emergency case with my dog, Rocky, who's no longer with us. May he rest in peace. And the vet basically told me if I didn't leave my dog overnight on this fluid, whatever it was, he would most certainly die.
And you would be responsible.
And I would be responsible.
Yeah.
So those were my options. I could leave him and pay
$2,500.
Or I could let him die. And I was a college student.
$2,500.
This was like
$100.
Well, when you put it like that.
What is a college student? $2,500.
$2,500.
What on earth? 713-881-5500. I would love to hear from some more animal people.
I still did it, by the way.
The guy who threw that out there.
I did it.
No, she did pay. What's the most you have ever spent on at one time on an animal?
And he's a small dog. So I can't imagine what that price would have been if he was even 30 pounds.
If you have a story, please call. We will all we will all feel the pain together. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Back after this. You ready for shock and awe?
I don't know.
What's the most you've ever spent at one time on an animal? Bridget, lay it on us. What's the most expensive spend you've ever made on an animal?
$9,000.
All right, what kind of animal?
Was it a horse?
Yeah, was it a horse? Please tell us it was a horse.
No, it was. I wish. No, it was my little kitty cat who had bladder issues and had to have 3 surgeries.
Oh, no.
Was that all a surprise? Like, did you even know there were bladder issues?
No, I got home from work and he wouldn't get up, and I took him to the emergency vet, and throughout the course of about 3 weeks, we had 3 surgeries and bladder reconstruction, and unfortunately, it didn't work, and he passed away anyway.
Bridget.
$9,000. I'm horribly sorry to hear that. I'm also, like, for a cat, I think that might be the most I've ever heard. That is a crazy high bill for a cat at a vet. That's insane.
And you'd pay it again?
I would.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Maybe once I pay these credit cards off, then I will. But
you're just trying to time it.
You might have a little more hesitation.
That's what I tell them too. The ones I have, I'm like, you're allowed to get sick in between this window.
Keep it together a little bit, okay?
Hey, thank you so much.
Don't completely fall apart.
Kelly, all right. What's the most you've ever spent at one time on an animal?
$2,500.
Was it a similar thing? Was it like, hey, if you don't do this, then your animal is going to die?
No, it wasn't even my dog. It was my sister's dog.
What happened?
That's so much worse.
What happened?
I was watching her dog, and he was crate trained, and he ended up eating the lining of his bedding.
Oh my God.
It was half stuck in his stomach and still half attached to the bedding.
So
we took it all in, took him to the emergency vet to find out he had a heart murmur, and they couldn't do anything for him.
Oh, Lord.
So I had to take him to A&M.
You had to take him all the way down to A&M.
That's what happens out here. They send animals to A&M.
And when you go to A&M, just call your bank on the way. Yeah. I've been there too, and that is the most expensive vet trip you will ever take. Holy cow.
Well, they told me, they said, go ahead and tell him goodbye because he may not make it. We don't know if it's perforated his back or stomach or whatever.
Oh, no.
But they had all hands on deck, and they said they come back. You know, he'd probably be ready by tomorrow. I didn't get so far back as Conroe, and they said, okay, your dog's ready.
That's why you pay what you pay. That's why you pay. Gig of Aggies. That's how it's done.
Did you tell your sister?
I told my sister, she was having a baby, so I told her after the fact.
Yes.
But she told me, she goes, I wouldn't have done that.
It's a new mom brain. That's all that is. She didn't mean it.
Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. Wait. Still have a few minutes, so why not continue talking about the most expensive bills you've ever had for your animal? Amy, all right, what's your number? How much have you spent?
Well, let's see, for my free rescue, just on surgeries alone, over $10,000. And then...
Was that over time, Amy, or like all at once?
No, like probably... Oh, yeah, surprise! Wow. I got her during COVID, and within 6 months, she was limping on a back leg. Took her to the vet, ACL completely torn off, rolled up like a window shade.
Been there, Amy. Been there.
Yes.
That is a... Oh, that's...
That was only the first one. And then the vet says, you know, a dog that ordinarily does this on one leg, it's going to happen to the other leg. And about 6 months later, it happened to the other leg.
No lie. It is.
Two surgeries. And now, so we actually have an appointment tomorrow, but now we go to the vet. She's a rescue. Nobody knows what's happened to her. She has to be sedated even to get shots. So every time we go to the vet, we get to add about $250 on for sedation and reversal. And so tomorrow will probably, just for shots and heartworm tests, will probably cost me $600-$800.
But she's worth it. Please tell me she's worth it.
Oh, absolutely. She is probably the best dog I've ever had. Yes.
Happy ending.
Yeah. Hey, very happy.
You, you get that thankful face every time she looks at you. Yes. You know?
The smile is what gets you. Amy, yes. Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. All righty. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. We got to check in with Lisa from Harris County Pets. We'll do that coming up next.
I actually believe she has a way to help you save some money.
She does.
Your pets.
That's right.
Stick around.
Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull with Lisa from Harris County Pets to check in on Pet Appreciation Week. This is a week for you to appreciate your pets.
We just came off Pet Appreciation Month.
They need more than a month. Month plus.
We appreciate our pets all the time.
Yes.
Around here. It's
365, right? Yes. Pet appreciation,
like
100%
day,
of the
right?
time.
All the time.
Yeah,
right.
If you're doing it right, you don't need a week or a month.
Well, but this is definitely a week to celebrate
it
if
really
you are
is.
Looking for your new best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, it is. So in honor of Pet Appreciation Week, Harris County Pets is doing an adoption promotion, and from now until June 8th, you can get any animal in our shelter for just $15. And let me tell you why that's incredible. I'm going to put on my like used car salesman pitch
yes,
here.
Pitch me a dog, Lisa.
Tell me more, Lisa.
Exactly. So if you come down now, in between now and June 8th, that $15 doesn't just include a pet. The pet is going to come already fixed, or we'll fix it before we send it home with you so that you get that spay and neuter surgery included. They'll be microchipped. We will register your pet with the county. That's a cost that you generally have to pay every year, but we'll do it for you for the first registration, and they'll also get all of their be up to date on all of their vaccinations. So depending on how old they are, that's going to determine, you know, what vaccines they're eligible for. But all of that is wrapped up into one neat little $15 bundle. And that total is probably worth close to $400.
Absolutely.
So I'd say that's a pretty big savings.
That's
a heck of a savings.
Huge.
And this is for any animal. So it's dog, cat, puppy, kitten.
Any of the above.
Yep. Any of the above. And, you know, obviously we like to push the adopt, don't shop narrative. But if you're thinking about getting a puppy or a kitten, you know, if you go to the pet store, you can pay thousands of dollars for those animals, and they're not going to be chipped, and they're not going to be vaccinated, and they're not going to be fixed. And these are, you're still getting adorable babies. And I'm telling you right now, we are like to the brim. They're puppies and kittens coming out of our ears right now.
No doubt.
And we don't want them to grow up here in a shelter. We want them to grow up in a home with you.
Now, if you already have your pets, they stay really busy at Harris County Pets doing stuff out in the community. And it really is an amazing thing that you guys do with some of these events. I know you have another one coming up.
We do, yeah. So, you know, for people who don't know, Harris County Pets is part of the Harris County Public Health System. So we're wrapped up in a whole slew of services that the county offers. And one of those services is called Wellness on Wheels. So these events, our next one is coming up on June 13th. They're for both pet owners and just members of the community. So at these events, we bring our adoptions bus. So we'll have animals available for adoption. But also, if you have your pets already, you can bring them, and the first 50 folks to come visit us on a first-come, first-served basis will get free vaccines and free microchips. So there is a limit. It's 2 pets per household. So, you know, don't show up with your, you know, whole horde of animals. But we're offering that. It's going to be I'll give the address for people if people want to write it down, but you'll also be able to find this on our social media. But the address is 10800 Scott Street, and it's going to be from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. on June 13th. So mark your calendar if you're a pet owner. And like I said, this is also a wellness event for humans, so there will be health human services available, and it's a family-friendly event. They'll have activities for kiddos. It's just kind of a fun way to get out into the community. And, you know, if you're considering adopting or you want to add someone to your family that you already have pets but you maybe need another, we'll have our adoptions bus as well.
And just an activity. The kids are out for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
We know you're looking for them.
Yes, you are. You already. I mean, week one or week two, and you're still, yeah, absolutely. We get it. Lisa, thank you so much for checking in today.
Absolutely. We can't thank you all enough for helping us get the word out. And, you know, don't forget, if you're considering adding a pet to the family, they're just $15 through June 8th. I'm going to keep plugging this used car sales pitch.
Love it. We'll talk to you next time. Frito, Katie, the Bull, let's
talk about $10,000 for the troops, brought to you by our friends at Mack Hike Chevy Cares. I know that we're still in that process. Probably a lot of you guys are still putting together your cards, which is great. We want that. Just remember, there is a deadline.
This will really apply to those that are looking to mail us the cards, which is highly encouraged. Just make sure that you get the cards to us by June 26th. That is not postmarked by. That is in hand by.
Yes, that there is a big difference.
We're counting there. Cards on the 27th and turning them in, so that would be the last day.
Yes.
To get us your cards.
Now, I know what you're saying. Well, how early am I? Look, there's several ways you can do this. You can mail them in. You can totally mail them in. But you can also drop them off at a lot of different locations around town, right? You obviously can drop them off here at the studio. They will collect them for you at Mack Hike Chevy, obviously. But the pickup parties are a great way to get these things dropped off without having to worry about mailing them and all the usual steps there.
Could save you some gas depending on where you're at, especially if you're in a city like Huntsville,
mm-hmm.
which is where we will be on Saturday.
That's right.
So we will be at King Ranch Ag and Turf in Huntsville. Your local John Deere dealer. You can get the address and all the info, the times, thebullhouston.com. We will have other pickup parties after that one. I believe we're in Spring, we're in Hockley, we're in Conroe.
Yes.
So see which one is closest to you and come by. Drop off your cards. Card doesn't have to be plural.
Yeah.
Or you can come out and you can make a card. We'll actually have everything that you would need to write your expressions of thanks or gratitude or whatever it may be there on site.
Absolutely. Get all the details. Make your plans. TheBullHouston.com.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
Ready for a ride and a half.
Sure.
Okay. I have noticed in the last couple of days, there have been a lot of stories about AI.
There always are.
I wanted to run some of them past you. This is the one that is the most interesting to me because it seems to be the same story, but the headline that NBC ran with: how far will AI go to defend its own survival?
Its own survival in terms of what?
Well, at this point, obviously, AI is a big deal. But you can still decide, I don't like this AI. We got a better version. Let's just shut this bad boy down.
Okay, or getting updated or something?
Yeah, getting updated, getting an upgrade, right? And apparently, it has become harder and harder to do this because OpenAI recently ran a test and found with this one particular AI called O3 and its partner O4 Mini, it didn't allow itself to be shut down. And they were like, I wonder what's going on here.
What?
They just say, yeah, wouldn't they were like, they're trying to shut it down. Can't do it. And so like, they decided to test it out. They found out the machine was rewriting the code. The AI was rewriting its own code to prevent the humans from discontinuing it. They ran a test and found that 80% of the time, the AI succeeded in being able to prevent itself from being discontinued.
So it actually is becoming sentient.
It is becoming sentient, Katie. It's becoming... Wow. So this is a huge problem for many reasons.
Yeah.
This
is how one robot starts.
This is how one robot starts. Obviously, robot. Key moment in the Terminator, right? In the Terminator liturgy is when the machine becomes self-aware. But we're getting pretty dang close to self-aware, according to these guys. And it is really freaking out people that work at AI companies. They say that this is, it is critical that we solve this now before, and I quote, the machines get too complex to control.
Isn't that what you're supposed to have, like, the switch? The kill switch.
The turn.
The one thing.
Unplug it. Unplug it. Without hitting eject on the USB. You just, yikes. Yeah, there has to be something that you do. Second AI story of the day. Researchers believe that due to artificial intelligence, by the year 2300, we will go from 8 billion people on this planet to less than 100 million.
That's not true.
That's
because the robots will rise up and kill us all.
No, I think Hey, who knows? They just became self aware, and they're giving you 200 years.
Do they know how babies are made?
Well, you know what? I don't see that getting replaced by AI anytime soon. It's a very good point. You guys have a great day. We'll see you back on the radio tomorrow.